Now, there's a way to accept yourself as the substance of God. You can't jump into it with all 2 feet instantly until, through the continuous practice of truth being omnipresent, you find that it takes but a second, not even to close your eyes sometimes, but even with your eyes open, to rest in the knowledge that right where I am is truth. And it's functioning right now. This instant, truth is infinitely functioning right where I am. Now that consciousness is developed, and when it is developed, you find a new measure of freedom, because it eliminates the need for the activity of the human mind, which up to this point we have had to rely on. We've had to rely on the human mind because there was nothing else to look to. Now the infinite truth, which is ever present, is the divine mind expressing, and you learn you're walking in it. You can't be out of it, you're walking in it. You are its expression. And the expression of it that you are is actually the invisible Christ. But your mind doesn't know that, and if you haven't established a consciousness above your mind, you're going to live in the mind's unknowing. With the consciousness above the mind, you will simply relax without the actual knowing of it as a tangible experience, but with the knowledge that it could never be any other way than ever-present truth. And this closes the gap, this expresses, because you're opening your consciousness to it consciously. And then all of these things around you that had forced you to dwell in the mind no longer exert the pressure against you. You're unearthbound. Now let's establish our consciousness again here. There's a slight chance that we may do something else. If I do not live in a material structure, if the material structure is a mind creation, then it isn't here. And if I am not in a mind now, then I am not in a material structure either. But what am I in? In this meditation, one can feel the release from this world. It is a breaking away from the mental, physical tie. And it leads to a moment of silence where you feel that the infinite is your own being. You have no conscious awareness of being less than the infinite. And that is when only God is in this universe, and there is no human there to say, and so am I. In that total self-effacement, the Holy Ghost functions infinitely as the fulfillment of your need from now unto everlasting. There is no place or time in this universe where the Holy Ghost is not functioning to express your individuality in Christ. You can feel this, and you can later behold the manifestation of it with the knowledge that this is appearing here now from the realization that I had before. The unselfing is what you might call the opposite of the human mind. When you're out of the human mind, you're unselfed. And in the unselfing, you're in the infinite. Now let us take a typical case in which, in spite of all you know, in spite of your practice, you are taken unawares by a condition or circumstance. And the question is, what shall I do? Now you may consider this, that before the circumstance or condition can penetrate any further than merely making itself known to you, climb as fast as you can climb up an invisible rope of light, as high as you can go. Just instantly leave your problem, climb that invisible rope of light as high as you can go. It should take exactly 3 seconds to be so high and away and above the stars that you have no thought whatsoever of the problem that a moment ago was there facing you, and rest there in the eternal silence just for a minute, in the awareness of truth omnipresent, and watch how the Holy Ghost makes disappear that problem or activity which to you just a moment ago had been so alive. As you get this habit of crawling up this rope of light at the instant appearance of a problem, you will understand that this is your higher consciousness you're climbing to. And from the vantage point of that higher consciousness, you will instantly feel the different level in which there is no problem. You will feel the state of mindlessness in which the mind, which was actually the only place where your problem existed, is no longer there. You see, every problem is in this mental universe and merely manifests in your mind. And when you've climbed above it, there's no place for it to manifest. To overcome your mind is overcoming this mental universe called the world and opening you to the second birth, to the birth which releases the grace of the Holy Ghost. Now, I saw no reason to discuss the present chapter just on its own level, when since it was written, much has happened in us, and we can benefit at this moment by the realization that each of us, 1 second away, can live in the kingdom of God on earth. And later, you won't even have to climb the rope of light. You just know that right here where I am, this instant, is my divine consciousness. And still later, you won't have to tell yourself that, because it will be you. Now, there are also white brotherhoods, and that's what we are attempting to be. Those who live in the spirit for they have discovered that here on this earth is the spiritual universe. And they have the confidence in God to know that there can be no evil in God, that there can be no malfunction in God. And in this second degree, they do not have anything to do with malfunction. They are able to look at malfunction with the single eye. This is no longer to find out if God is. This is total reliance that God is. And it is only through this total reliance that you later will become aware of the infinity of completeness and perfection, the immortality, the eternality of your being, there must first come a total reliance on God in all circumstances, and the consciousness which can do this is a consciousness imbued with truth, which becomes a law of harmony unto itself in all things. In all things, the kingdom of heaven then can appear where you are, if you are prepared to place your total trust in your higher developed consciousness and break the patterns of mortal thought that have bound you to lack, limitation, and the like, knowing that there is no lack in my higher consciousness, and there is no task that I am called upon to perform that I cannot perform, because it is already performed in God. Whatever I am called upon to do is done. And I will simply turn to my higher consciousness, which will reveal that which has been done in spirit in the physical. Now we're being freed. We're being introduced to a new level of ourselves every moment. And we will experience these new levels as we have the courage to let go of the old levels. This is where the second degree takes us now. We're living with that little slogan on U.S. money, "In God we trust." Well, we're doing it. And how beautiful it is when you do it without taking the slightest thought about how it will be done. To witness the fruition of your activity. When you have been successful in taking no thought about the problem and then witness its disappearance, that is the sign of your preparation for the higher work. And you have actually witnessed then the activity of the Holy Ghost in your life. Then you know that the Holy Ghost never sleeps, that your Father is always working, quite a number of students have reported experiences which indicate that the activity of Christ within is rising in them. Some report that through a meditation they felt that they were riding on a breeze, weightless. Another reports through a sort of a semi-sleep that he was in a flying bed, going all over the world. Oh, enjoyed it immensely. But you see, these would seem to be just dreams without any purpose, but they're not. They are that activity from within beginning to seep through into consciousness, into expression, as each becomes more and more aware of the living spirit of his being, It responds and expresses. And now we're all willing to become beholders to the miracle of infinity. We don't have to anymore go out and do these things that we tried so hard to do. We can rest in God knowingly and witness infinity functioning in our lives. And the mind becomes aware of that infinity. And that's its only function. To become aware of God. I'd like to hear from some of you that you have come above meditation and that you have come into communion, that through your meditation you have reached the point where there is an ebb and a flow in God, where you can actually turn to the Father within and feel this response to your questions, to your inner seeking, where you can feel the manifestation of God in your inner being. Meditation should lead to this level. Now you may say to yourself, whenever mortal mind throws at me a world problem or a physical problem of any nature, I am going to move up out of mortal mind. But how will you know when mortal mind is doing this? Will you know, for example, that when your foot hurts, that is mortal mind? Will you know that when something goes wrong in your bank account, that is mortal mind? Will you recognize that the things that happen to you are not conditions, but are mortal mind? And therefore, when the conditions express, that is mortal mind, and that is the time of instant dismissal. That is the time you move up instantly. You shouldn't have been caught napping. You shouldn't have been on the level where this could report to you. But you were. And that's precisely why it reports to you, as a reminder to get up again. And so recognize mortal mind. Not as something somebody says to you, not as something you read in the paper. Recognize it as everything in this world. That's what this world is about. And so you must get up above it at all times. Let your lower mind associate with this world, but keep your upper consciousness in heaven. And that way you will not be unduly surprised. You will not have to make a quick journey from one consciousness to the other. You'll be in the other consciousness as well. And it won't be long before you can withdraw from the human consciousness into your Christ consciousness on earth. I'd like to suggest one exercise which we did not accomplish tonight, but we tried to. Maybe somebody did. It is to reach the realization of your own infinite self. And you can proceed to do that with a simple reasoning process. If I am the Christ, then I am not a physical being, and now I will drop that awareness of physicality. But because my mind is aware of my physicality, I must drop that mind. Now I must become aware of the Christ through consciousness, not through mind. And that's this higher faculty, but it doesn't think, so I cannot think. I can merely be conscious, and I cannot direct it of what it should be conscious of. I can merely be consciousness. And that's what I'd like you to consider as an exercise, just to be consciousness. Until, as you are being consciousness, you cease being a human being. And you feel the difference. Now that's what we started out to do a little earlier, but I could tell that we didn't accomplish it. Because when you do accomplish it, you will have crossed from mortal consciousness to an experience that really doesn't permit description. It is as if you had stepped off the world, and yet you exist, and your existence seems to envelop the whole world, as if all of the world were now in you instead, and yet you're totally at peace. You're in an infinite stillness, which is greatly satisfying. It's as if you've been separated from everything of a mortal nature, and you merely exist as a living, conscious self with no boundaries. And a second of it is enough to tell you that this is just the beginning of how Jesus felt when he walked the earth. That there is an infinite consciousness, and you can feel it. You can know what it feels like. And of course, the beginning of that infinite consciousness in you is like catnip, because once you have felt that infinite consciousness, nothing else will do. You must have it. So I'd like you to practice that until you feel that glorious second of being an infinite being. For that's what Christ is. in that infinite second, the infinite law of spirit is the law of you. You're under a different government at that moment. And that new government is the government that someday we will all consciously live under. Now, this is developing in you something which is the most important thing of all. And I finally realized the purpose of tonight's meeting very clearly. All of this is to develop in you a sensitivity to the will of God. A sensitivity to that will. For as John told us, unless you have the Son of God, you do not have life. And when you do not have the Son of God, you are not in life. And so this moment, when you feel your infinite self, will be the moment of life. It will be the experience of life. And only in life can you receive that divine will. Now, the sensitivity to the will of God is what lifts you into the divine expressions of God. And when your life is bent toward cultivating, maintaining, sustaining that sensitivity, you are moving in the right direction. To become sensitive to the will of God is the highest work you can do at this moment. And that sensitivity will manifest with signs following and will open you up to a different kind of life than man of earth knows. You can feel your increased sensitivity to God, and because it in itself will tell you how to be even more sensitive to God, this becomes your communion. You realize that your expressions of grace are the result of your increased sensitivity to the will of the Father within. You feel the transformation then, the metamorphosis within, as you become increasingly sensitive to that will. Thy will be done in me on earth as it is in divine consciousness. And that will is the transforming power of your being from man of earth to Christ. And that's probably why I couldn't go to this paragraph until now. The infinite way reveals, however, that the conversion of the world, or even of a whole generation, is not necessary. It is only necessary that a sufficient number attain the ability to go within and draw their spiritual good from that withinness. And then the next generation will be born into the new consciousness. Now, that's the function that we are here for. And we didn't come because of purposes we may have thought. It is spirit manifesting itself here as us. As a training period. to develop that increased sensitivity to the Father, which will ultimate in the Christ expression, which is the consciousness into which future generations will be born through this activity. As we do it here and some other group there and so forth, we are preparing the way, and we are possibly preparing the way for our own reincarnations, or for the reincarnations of our parents and grandparents. Or for the appearance of children who are not particularly connected to us in any past lives. You see, this then is the leaven, and we are that leaven. And our responsibility is beyond a personal self. It is a responsibility to the one self. Joel was very proud of this purpose in the infinite way, because he knew that it was the only way that Christ consciousness could come to earth. It would not come through the established orthodox channels, and it will not come through the black brotherhoods that still live today. Only they're not called black brotherhoods. They're very respectable. And they're quite wealthy. They are great mental activities, which are really a form of prostitution of the true spiritual nature of mankind. And they're very appealing. I received one in the mail that was exceptionally appealing. If anyone wants to look at it, I have it here. I'd rather not read it out loud because it takes away the flavor of this class. But it's a wonderful message for people who want instant everything. Instant God. They want to control planets instead of being controlled by them. It all sounds very logical. A new kind of sex experience, esoteric sex, above metaphysics, above the need for meditation, above everything else on this earth right now, and it'll do it all. There's no question about it, because of the great leaders who are running this particular seminar. And if you had no spiritual background, but were interested in the attainments that are said here, well, you'd be on your way to Hollywood. And with a spiritual background, a person can still look at it and say, why, they've got all the right words there. Those are the very words we use in our work. They must know about these things. They do, but not enough to practice the straight and narrow path to truth, but rather to commercialize it into a material venture of self-glory. And this is only done where the spirit is not living. In fact, I'd like some of you to look at this thing when you get a chance. It's Thane of Hawaii. There are 8 classes. Instant evolution, taking the agony and ecstasy out of evolution. The new sexual experience. Thane of Hawaii. Mental healing. New astrology. New thinking. Blind sources and self-psychoanalysis. And woven into it are various spiritual phrases. And of course, naturally, there's a price too. There's a discount price for a husband and wife. Only 150 for the 2 days. 100 for just one person. And I can assure you this will be a $10,000 operation right there. And when people leave there, they will all be imbued with what they think is truth. But it's truth made too easy. And it will wither on the vine. There is no easy truth. You cannot receive truth from a human mind, no matter what a visit it might be. Truth, Joel has made clear, must come from God. There is no truth in man or about man. Truth can only come from God and about God. And it must come to the God in you. Now, there's no shortcut. It's a straight and narrow path. And if there were a shortcut, Jesus wouldn't have called it a straight and narrow path that few can find. If there was a better way, these are the fellows who couldn't say, "Satan, get thee behind me." And that's not said in criticism of them. It's said in order to protect the sanctity of the truth, that we may not be falsely led into shortcuts that do not exist. Well, I hope I can hear more about the results of the exercise I have suggested. If any of you care to tell me that you found them beneficial, or that in some way it opened you up to the infinite nature of your being, I'd be very interested. Because I know that this place now, in which you lose self and find infinite self, is going to make a very drastic change in your progress. I don't know what the chapter is next week, so let's find out. Attaining divine sonship. Maybe we have, to a slight degree, pre-anticipated that, because last week we pre-anticipated this one in some way. But that's typical in this work. Spirit is always going before you. Thank you very much.